So in this video, we are going to look at adding user signup and login. And as I mentioned before, the first version of our app that we build, we don't want to be adding lots of kind of infrastructure around the app. We just want a simple app that runs on our local device with limited back-end kind of techie stuff, signup, none of that stuff. It just does the core promise of the application. And then once we have that core app that works, we know that the core functionality does what we want it to do, then later on at our leisure, we can go in and add all that extra stuff, okay? But the main thing initially is to get the core version of the app working. Then we can return I've put the sales page. I think I was working on a few things at once here. Then we can return to the sign up and the login and all that other stuff. Now, sometimes I will do this, as I'm going through it early on because I've already got the components there. I've already built this. But if you've not set the sign up and login yet and you don't have a user database, then what you want to do is once your app is working on Netlify, and again, that is, the second milestone, we want to get it working on a local device, then we get it working on Netlify. And then at that point, we can now start to look at building out the sign up and the database. And that's what we do with Firebase, okay? And so at this point, you can basically take the prompt that I'm going to give you below, and you can give it to give it to Claude, and it will then tell you what to do inside of Firebase. Now, it is very, very simple. The first time I went into Firebase, I'm a relatively technical guy. First time I went into Firebase was like, okay, this is some pretty technical stuff I'm doing here. But actually, it's a very, very simple interface. Now, of course, you can go, insanely deep there, but the interface is built for kind of relatively average people. It's not built for coders. And again, we have Claude AI, which is guiding us. So we have our, $1,000 an hour engineer on the phone to us. And we're like, we're on the page. What do we click? It says this. What do we click on the left? It says that. It says at the top this. We're like, what do we click? And it will just walk you through the process. The good thing about Firebase is that it is extremely, extremely well documented, okay? And this is key when it comes to these AIs like Claude and GPT. If it's something that, there are thousands and thousands of pages on the internet of people talking about it, there's tons of documentation, official documentation, then the AI will understand it very well. Firebase hasn't changed in a long time. I actually logged into Firebase a few times over the last kind of 10 years because I needed to, because my developer asked me to. And when I logged back in, for this project, it hadn't changed, okay? So the Claude should be very, very familiar with the interface. If there are any bugs, then, just ask it to break them down one step at a time. How do we do this? What's the process? Tell me exactly how we do this. And it is going to be very simple for you to do. Now, I know the idea of setting up your own user sign-up page, your own, login system so that customers can log in. You'll be able to have a small admin area if you want, where you can go in and, add credits if you're doing a credit system, delete users, block users, all these kinds of things. You are now able to do it. It's pretty crazy, but it is quite simple to do. And it's pretty cool to have your own database of customers who are using your software. But Firebase is going to let you have users who can log in with an email, with a password. It's all secure. Google will handle the whole thing for you with their Firebase system. There's going to be a database that stores all of the files and content that your app builds and that users can access. It's a pretty cool thing, and it's pretty much free. You do pay a very small amount per call, but it's absolutely tiny. They have some additional plans, which you're not going to use. I'm not even going to talk about. But it's very, very cheap, very, very easy to use. So anyway, this is how you set up your user sign up and login. If you want to do that, do it after you've built the core version of the app, after you've deployed it to Netlify, then you can go in and add this other stuff. So see the prompt below, paste that in. It's going to tell you what to do. Follow those instructions, and I'll see you in the next video.